Right, well, we'll get started. Welcome to Gamers Make the World Go Round, episode number 18. We're getting older. We are your dynamic duo. I'm James, and with me is Luke.
Hello.
And we could be expecting some more guests throughout the podcast, hopefully, so we'll just see how we go.
Some ring-ins,
yeah, why not? What have you been doing this week?
Oh, it's been a juggling act. Just juggling this week. Too many games to play.
There's always too many games.
Too many games. So this week's been mostly Diablo and Max Payne.
Max Payne.
Oh,
all right,
man.
Diablo, we know what you think. So talk to me about Max Payne.
Max Payne is amazing.
Amazing.
I am in love. Like, it is...
Apparently it's like a really cinematic
game
as well as an awesome
like,
action game.
It is like watching a fucking really good crime sort of movie. Like,
cool.
It's just fucking awesome. And everything just... When you think nothing else can go wrong and this guy's been through everything... Something else will happen. Like, it's just mental.
He's been through a fair bit, hey.
Oh, so much. And so, like, all that is still... Like, they reference all the things from, obviously, the previous games. And the story is actually pretty good. I'm only maybe, like, 3 hours in, maybe 4 hours in. Mm-hmm. But loving the story.
How long do you reckon the campaign will go?
I don't know, actually. I haven't looked that up. I have to look that up, actually. But apparently it's pretty long. And there's, like, 5 difficulties. So,
oh, right. Okay,
and
cool.
Then there's multiplayer...
Yeah, so you got a fair bit of longevity.
Yeah, for the $45 or $50.
Maybe we should have a PC so I could jump online with you.
But yeah, but it's, I reckon it'll be good on PS3. Like, I've seen the PS3
oh, I'm sure it will
chapter
be.
As well.
Yeah,
it looks
I'm sure
good.
It, will be.
It looks real good. But like, oh, my favourite scene so far. So I'm in a warehouse, right? I'm coming into this warehouse and I grab onto the end of the hook of this crane. And come
cool.
shoot. I shot the other end of the rope that was
so
connected to whatever.
So it pulls me flying
on the end of the crane.
Cool.
Put myself in slow motion, going through this warehouse along the crane, just taking dudes out.
Yeah.
I must have got about 6 headshots in a row.
Nice.
It felt so good. It was amazing.
So is that like that's not a forced play? You chose to go into slow motion and it was done.
No, it put me into auto slow motion when you did it. So,
oh, really?
But you could turn it off if you wanted to.
But I mean, like, did you? Oh, really?
So it puts you in slow motion, so you're ready for it.
Ah, okay.
Just in certain scenes.
Right, okay.
So, like, there was this scene in a car.
But could you have let go of that crane at any time and started doing some airborne shit?
Well, I could have just sped it up so that it would, instead of going
slow down,
it was sort of...
And how is the bullet time in this game?
Amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing, yeah. It's, like, it's not real, I don't know, true bullet time, I guess you might say, because it seems to me like when you shoot your bullets, when you're in bullet time, they bullets hit them pretty quick.
But when they're coming towards you, they're slower.
They're slower, yeah.
Well, that's fair enough.
It's good.
Yeah.
But, like, it's good to know, because once you... It's just so good hitting, like, 6 headshots or 7 headshots in a row, and you're just like, dunk, 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 and you're just like, oh, it feels so good.
Awesome.
And when you hit them, blood just sprays out of
them. Yeah, I was going to say, like, so you said that the wounds are, like, the bullets will create wounds where they hit them on the body.
Where they hit them on the body, and entry and exit.
Wow.
So if you hit them in the throat, they've got an exit wound at the back of their neck.
Oh, that's crazy.
And flesh coming out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so good. My highlight. Like, honestly, of all the games, and there's a fair few good games that have come out so far this year, I reckon it's my highlight so far for the year.
Wow. Okay, so it's definitely, you know, 5-star?
Oh, 5-star, definitely.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, worth it.
Here's Brad.
I think the
perfect
the,
entry. You should have just put your head through the door that much.
So, we're already going. So, welcome, Brad.
Hello.
And Luke was just telling us how much he loves Max Payne 3. He's loving it.
It's awesome.
And he's enough to sing that it's awesome.
Yeah, my high girly voice.
I never really got into Max Payne.
Oh, dude. I got come across the original one through PlayStation Plus for PS2. They gave me a free PS2 game.
I think it was the movie that turned me off.
Don't even mention it. We're blocking that out. That can be beeped.
There's not many... truth be told, there's not many video game movies that are worth talking about anyway, really. Hey.
Do you know the only one... that I like, which I still watch, maybe once every 2 years, Street Fighter. Fuck, I like that movie.
Are you fucking thrilled?
It's not for good.
Not that it's
a legit good movie. It's hilarious.
Oh,
man.
It's terrible.
It's so fucking hilarious.
Terrible. Fuck. You know, actually, when it came out, I went to the cinema and watched that. And I stood up in my seat ready to leave at about 18 different times
in
the movie. And I was only like, don't know how old I was. Must have been 15 or
you
something.
You had tapes even back then?
And I was, well, I was a massive Street Fighter fan since 89. Mm-hmm. Like, since Street Fighter 2 hit the arcades, I've been playing it. So, yeah. And every time I walk past the Street Fighter 2 machine, I have to find a dollar. I've got to play it. It's just how I am, right? And there was points in the movie where I was standing up going, I need to fucking get out of here. No, this is not how it works. No, Bison is not Hispanic. Yeah. What the fuck? And
Blanca is not
fucking... Blanca is not Dalsim. Like, really? They turned Dalsim into Blanca in that movie. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. Dalsim.
No. Dalsim's the doctor.
Dalsim turned him, turned into Charlie, Blanca. Who's another character in the Street Fighter story.
Yeah.
Into Blanca. What the fuck, yeah. Man? They're in the same game.
Kind of. His acting's pretty good, but...
Yeah. Her and her powdered lips. The best part is that she's dressed like Cammy, and that's about it. That's the only thing that's good about that.
She was pretty hot in that outfit.
Yeah, well, Cammy's character was, like, one of my little favourites when I was a kid. Yeah. Gaga.
See, because I was, like, a bit too young when I first watched it, and I fucking liked it, eh? Me and my brother used to watch it. We loved Ken and Rose.
Do you want to watch...
And Vega. Vega is fucking sick in it. I liked Vega.
Alright. The funniest part of that movie for me was the bit where they're all watching, there's something coming down a hill, like a car or something's crashing down a driveway towards the end of the movie, and Zangief is watching it on the TV, and they're all like, oh no, it's coming towards us, and he goes, quick, change the channel. And that was it. That was the funniest part of the movie for me, and that's terrible.
No, I love that bit where he's like, that day was the worst day in your life. To me, it was a Tuesday.
Is that a Bison man?
Yeah. Fucking love Bison. Do
you want to watch an even like more far gone video game adaptation? Double Dragon, the movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
I used to watch it when I was a kid a lot because I just loved Alyssa Milano. Actually, yeah, she's in it.
I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's in it. She just looks terrible, though.
I love
young Alyssa Milano from Commando.
Oh,
real young.
Oh god, at least she's older now. I don't think you can get away with that. No, I'm gonna have to leave it in. Yeah, that was pretty young.
Oh, we're on the subject of movies. Double segue.
Oh, nice. Yeah, double nice. Segue. I haven't used that word before.
I'm usually happy if I can get one segue.
You got a double right on time, too.
So. I'm always
ready. I didn't
know
guys could double segue.
I bought on Steam that Indie Game, the movie.
Indie Game, the movie.
It's a movie, it was started on Kickstarter. So 40% of it was made, the money was made from Kickstarter, and it's about the making of Super Meat Boy, Fez, and Braid.
Oh, cool, and Braid as well.
And they put them all together and made a movie about the making of indie games and how much effort and work these guys put in for sometimes little reward.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
And so I've got paid $8 for it on Steam, so maybe Alcoholic Cast will watch that.
Oh, I'd love to.
Absolutely.
That sounds great.
Yeah, cool.
And what, can you just have to log on to any PC with Steam?
Well, I just got to log on to Steam, but it's 4.7 gigs, so I'll have to download it ahead of time, or I might bring my PC or something. Sort something out.
Maybe you should bring your PC.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of stuff.
And speaking I can play some Max Payne and Diablo while we're playing everything else.
I'll turn that into a triple segue. Having Gametathlon Alcoholic Cast announced.
Yep.
Date?
We have a date locked in.
Excellent.
Nice.
So we won't give away any dates or anything like that for the public, but yeah, we're gonna this will take place.
Should have brought it up there
in the near future. No, it's okay. We don't have to give total specifics, but
we've got a date. We've got a date.
Most of us have been cleared with the wives and the partners and all that sort of stuff, and it's gonna be fucking hilarious.
Anyone wishing to contribute to Gametathlon or the Alcoholic Cast needs to send your suggestions and things that we need to be playing, games that we need to be reviewing. Jump onto the Facebook page. Jump onto the leave comments on the website.
It's a professional plugger.
He's fucking good.
He's awesome.
Good. Didn't even need to remind him of the plug.
Luke was spot on last week. Facebook.com/gamersmaketheworldgoround, one word, is our page.
Cool.
If you
There's
just
a whole
search,
lot of activity
if you just search Gamers Make the World Go Round. Just in general, the group is more active than the page, unfortunately, but the group seems to be more, from my administrative perspective, it's easier to do things like polls and all that sort of crap, so it's really...
I think the thing is that most people actually go on Facebook and they don't really check websites. Like, most people have their few websites to check.
If I'd known, I wouldn't have put all this money in the bloody website. Facebook page. So... Yeah, no, it's cool. So,
speaking of latest polls on Facebook, Stormcloaks are beating Imperials 4-2.
Fuck yes, Stormies!
So, yeah, we've got a massive 6 votes altogether.
So everyone's going for the racist.
Come on, Imperialists! Get on there. Come on, you Imperialists, get on there and put your vote in for the Imperials.
What were we just talking about before that?
Movies.
Oh, fuck, I don't know where I was going.
Max Payne movies. Yeah, anyway, so I bought an Xbox this week.
Woo!
Yeah, join the Xbox.
Boo!
Yeah, boo myself.
You're not a real member of the Xbox club until you've had Red Ring of Death and had the second Xbox.
Well, see, I'm talented enough to hopefully be able to fix the Red Ring if I ever come across it. So,
challenge.
Fix it soon. Shows you the bloody cockiness, I suppose. No, I haven't actually had the pleasure of opening an Xbox yet, so that'll be fine if that actually happens. Be like, Well, it didn't cost me much.
It
came with a
Kinect, wasn't it?
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. You just talk to it nicely and it starts working again or something. So I got an Xbox with Kinect and a couple of games like Kinect Sports and Assassin's Creed 2. And to be honest, man, I was wildly impressed with the menus and all that sort of stuff. I loved it. I loved the way it felt and looked.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to use it, and it doesn't give you fucking anything unless you're a gold member. So you go, hey, all this stuff is free. And you go, yeah, download free movies. Yeah, awesome. And you click on the free movies button and it goes, you must be a live member. After you've downloaded and installed it and signed up, and then it tells you that you're a live member. And then it was like, oh, well, YouTube's got to be free. So download the YouTube application, put it on. You must be a live member to watch YouTube. So you know what I did? Turned it off and turned on my PlayStation. Because my PlayStation has all that natively without
for free
charging me a cent. Yeah,
exactly.
So, But I will enjoy playing. I figured... I did end up paying for a live membership. It cost me $2 for 2 months, so that was pretty good. I couldn't say no to that.
I guess that's the thing, but is that what are Xbox going for nowadays? New $199?
Oh no, I think they're still about $250 or something.
$250.
$199 is that new plan thing that they're doing when you pay per month or whatever. Apparently,
we haven't got that yet. But have
apparently,
we?
It's around. But
yeah, I thought it's just States. Company. I think it's just the States.
Okay,
I think it was $99 actually.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
but
yeah, you can get
generally Xboxes are about $50 to $70 cheaper than a PlayStation anyway.
That's right. Yeah. Well, plus, so, they're 2.5 years older.
Yeah.
Than the PlayStation.
But so the tech's still just as good. Like,
man, to be honest,
the games look
just
good on
Xboxes amazing.
PlayStation.
Yeah. I can't believe that thing is 7 years old this year. The Xbox. I just don't. That's amazing. I think to myself, I've had my PS3 for 5 years. Why didn't I get an Xbox in the first place as well? Like, just to muck around. Like, I would if I would have been exposed to live membership way back then, I would have probably not even thought about a PlayStation coming through, but yeah, that was one of the deciding factors for me, was the free online and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, it makes a difference. Definitely.
But so I'm going to enjoy playing all the exclusives for the Xbox, and or anything that's on both, I'll probably just get it for PlayStation.
PlayStation, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Connect so, Halo and
Halo.
Gears.
Yeah, Halo, Gears, and maybe Fable if I decide to go in the RPG way as well.
And there's a lot of good indie games, Fez.
So. Yeah, Fez is on there too. So,
oh, was that?
Yeah. So, you know what? I just want to talk about it for a couple minutes. The Kinect is pretty amazing little piece of kit. Hey,
makes you feel a little bit Tom Cruise Minority Report.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that feeling. Although my arms were getting tired from holding my arms in the air, flinging through menus, and I'm like, damn, my arm's getting tired. So,
I've got Dance Central and Fighters Uncaged for Kinect. I'll have to let you have a go at those because they are like.
I wouldn't mind doing a dance one just for a workout, really.
Knackered, absolutely knackered.
Fucking dance games, get out of here, you.
Come on, man! I'm gonna fucking. I'll challenge you to the dance floor, bro. We'll go. we'll do a dance off on the old Kinect. The boxing one sounds fun. I played the Kinect Sports and I was doing this boxing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is I've had done zero research on Xbox, right? Ever. Mm-hmm. So this is all totally brand new to me. That's why I'm all like excited about it.
Mm.
Played Kinect Sports. First thing I picked was the boxing game.
Mm-hmm.
Punched the thing out a few times. And I was doing all these, like, because I was having a good time playing it, I was doing victory dances in the lounge room and stuff, and you know, my wife was laughing at me and all that sort of shit. I thought, we're having a good time. And then she was just looking at me rolling her eyes, but you know, that's her having a good time when I'm playing video games. And
anytime you're not beating her, really.
Yes, we'll just go with that one.
Nikki, if you're listening, we know it's not true.
Yeah. Send your hate mail to James.
James at Gamers Make the World Go Round.
He doesn't beat his wife.
Domestic Violence Anonymous.
I just went for the cheap laugh. I apologise. Sorry, James.
Like a bad horror movie. I didn't realise it was taking video of me the entire time. I had no idea. So, like, yeah, I finished it. I was, like, talking to the wife, going, oh, I kicked this computer thing's ass, and I was doing the move. It's hard to say on the radio, but I was rolling my hands around, like I was punching a medicine ball, you know, like that sort of thing. And that's how I won the battle. I thought it was hilarious. And then shows me...
You actually had no pants on either.
Yeah. No, I was just...
helicoptering
it. I was beating it with the helicopter. Yeah, exactly. And then it comes back and plays video at me of me dancing in my lounge room, doing the victory dances, and like it's showing me like I was moonwalking and doing stupid stuff like that. And I was like, this is dangerous.
I actually.
But really, so you could essentially leave it on while like.
Look, I don't think there's any applications to do anything, but you can hack them for PC.
Yeah, people have said that they've
hacked them. So you could. It would make an incredible security system. That's because awesome. it even tilts itself. Like, you don't have to adjust it like a PlayStation Eye. The PlayStation Eye, you put it on your TV and you've got to move the thing around until it's in the right spot.
It looks further
than
the
right. This one actually goes pss, 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 and goes up and down. And
your living room was big enough? You didn't have to move
the
couch.
You know how small my living room is, and it was fine. Like, the furthest back it sent me was like, I still had about half an inch to the wall, so it wouldn't have been effective, but, you know, it worked for me, it worked fine. And I'm just a little bit, I'll be, you know, playing a few, I'm going to use it more of a social device.
Yeah.
Connect crap and play with people.
It's not really for playing on your own.
We'll get mine out for the game Tathlon.
Yeah, sweet.
And have it because it's hilarious.
Is there any online multiplayer?
Maybe Ghost Recon might.
Maybe.
Because remember that? Cause I want to play Ghost Recon for that thing where you explode the gun
and
look at all
the
weapons.
Yeah. Optics. That's cool.
What have you been playing this week, Brad?
Just Skyrim.
Yeah, back into it.
Yeah.
I haven't touched Skyrim for about a
week. Yeah, I've just got nothing else to play at the moment.
It's a nice feeling.
Are you sad? There's a tear in your eye, I think, there, Brad.
I think it's a nice feeling when I have to. I look at my collection and fuck,
but
I've got to play that.
Now, I'm going to be very careful here because James will hit me. I'm kind of getting over it.
Oh, shit. Oh no, he did.
kind of,
a little upset right now, Brad. So I'm going to pretend that you didn't say
that. the grind can get to you, I suppose. It's just all the maintenance, like the selling shit.
Well, it's not. It's not. What's getting
the chores? The scavenger chores.
Sick of doing the dishes.
What's getting to me is the fact that it's now, like, it was so hard and things were taking so long, and then, like, within this, like. Two level ups, and now all of a sudden I'm just destroying everyone and everything. And it's like,
and that's the time when I started to have fun with Skyrim.
Yeah, I just think that it should have got easier before it just got simple.
Yeah, I suppose, but it depends on how you level up your character. Like when else? Because you play a warrior character, don't you? So you use weapons.
Kindness hasn't really come out much lately. It's, oh my god, every decision
right,
you make
sheen.
Affects your man brand. There is a dude rollerblading outside.
Oh wow.
You know the hardest thing?
A dude with a white ponytail, long
hair. No, he's got the mullet hat on with the elbow pads and knee pads and everything.
Because we all know the hardest thing about.
He's not wearing a fucking helmet. Wear a helmet.
The hardest thing about rollerblading, you all know the hardest thing about rollerblading.
I can't even stand up on them.
Telling your parents you're gay.
There's no offense.
They're like fat chicks.
Gamers
they're
make
fun
the
to ride,
in no way condones Brad's opinion.
Oh no, you want to be gay, cool, but I'm just not rollerblading. That's all. So I found that it's just, I've got to the point where it's like, meh. And I was a little excited because Pete found a glitch that massively leveled up quickly, and I realised if I had got that, I would not be playing.
Don't
Sky.
Do that. It is a cheat. I am going to fucking grill Pete for it when he finally gets back on the pod.
Yeah,
because that is a cheat, man. It is a full-on cheat.
Well, I've got a question for you. Mm. How many Daedric missions have you done?
Three.
Keep going.
Yeah,
they are fun. They are legitimately fun.
That's
missions.
Basically what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Is
and the, you've done the thing, you've done the Assassin's Guild already.
No, I haven't done any of that.
Oh, you just got to do more quests. Mm.
Yeah.
Get in the quest again
and get
stop
out.
Grinding.
Get out of your quest stage you're sick of. get into Dark Brotherhood.
Yeah, you don't have to
get
finish
into
it just yet. Just start your quests and do whatever you want. Because
I'll keep playing.
I'm at the pinnacle of my Dark Brotherhood.
And bump up the difficulty. Turn it up. Put the difficulty up.
Yeah, but what happens to your level? Same. Do you keep your level cap and they're just harder to kill?
Mm.
That's right.
But, like, you'll come across ones that are fucking hard.
Like, that's good.
I bumped it up, and then whenever I run into, I forget where I bumped it up.
Ancient Dragon?
Yeah, no, not Ancient Dragon. I think it was just Death Lords or something, or the really, really staunch bandits. And
yeah,
it was just
yeah.
Like, they were just fucking too
big. I have trouble with Forsworn sometimes, because they're just resistant to everything.
And they're just like, God damn it!
On the subject of difficulty, man, like, Diablo, fuck.
Yeah, so what are you? What difficulty on now? Inferno?
I'm still on easy.
On easy?
Oh, well, like, not easy. There's normal.
Like the first one you're on?
Yeah, there's normal, then nightmare, then hell, then inferno.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm on the first one at the moment. I've only just started act two. I'm a little bit into act two.
Mm.
And there's four acts. And I've died maybe once or twice. No, about...
Oh, does it sound difficult then?
Twice or three times. No, it's way too easy, that's what I mean. It's too simple.
I thought you were going to come in going,
no,
it's
piece of
hard.
Cake, man.
They sound like you're
it's piece of cake, and everyone, like, the first playthrough is just a walk in the park.
Maybe they're just easing you in.
But it's too easy. It's too easy to get in. Like,
what about someone like me that's never played Diablo?
You've got to be careful with that sort of stuff, because if it's too easy, it gets boring.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't play it enough to get to the challenging stuff.
And, like, I'm not a elite player or anything, but if... I'm, like, there's a couple of people that I've had a little trouble with if I'm on my own or something, or with, you know what I mean, there's some person I've had a little bit of trouble with, but it's, like, if I'm cruising through it pretty easily, it's probably a little bit too easy. Like, Max Payne, there's been bits, so far where I've got stuck and had to try 15, 20 times, keep going to get it through.
Yeah.
And
what's the loading time like for you?
On Max Payne?
Yeah. PCs. I'm sure I'll be waiting 45 minutes for him.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, Diablo, like, that's what everyone, all the complaints I've read online are that it's just
too easy.
Yeah. But then once you get through, if you can just power through and get into the second and third
then it gets
better.
Because I think that the classic Diablo player, that's what they do, right? They know that that's how the game works. You play through the first difficulty, you get shit loot, you jump in the next one, you go to the next one, then the whole point is to try and get up to Inferno every time and play through that, right? Or
it
can you
true,
just
yeah.
choose Inferno? Once you get to it, you can just choose it every time? Or do you have to play from the beginning and go through all the way?
You've got
to
build up, yeah. You got to
every time you play the game.
No. Sorry, so there's hardcore mode where if you die, then you lose your character. So, and then I watched a video this morning with this dude on Kotaku. And he was, like, playing with a mate, and they're obviously pretty far in the game. They're on Inferno, level 60 both. So we're talking... I'm level 19 at the moment.
Wow.
So I've been playing for maybe a week and a half. So we're talking... a month minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
Of play to get to level 60. And he's like, do, playing. His mate's like, whoa, you're dead. And he's just like, oh. And there's a video of him, like, sitting on his computer as well, and he's
so
just like,
to him? Just
loses everything.
Just something.
Loses the
just...
character. Loses... No, he just fucking lost, wasn't keeping track of shit, and didn't see some dude, and then he fucking took him out, and his mate's like, don't worry, man. It's all good. And he just says nothing back. It's like, it's obviously not all good.
Oh, mate, he's killed himself.
He's just like, fuck. And he just puts his hands together and he's like, oh, shit. Like, he just realised.
I just wasted a fucking month on this and didn't get anything out of it. So, lose everything.
Nose.
You lose all your, I was going to say you lose all your toilet.
Toilet! My toilet!
You lose all your loot, everything, hey, it's just gone.
Everything.
And you never get that character
start
back.
From scratch. Yeah.
Can't you just reload a save? There's no saves.
No, that's hardcore mode. Oh, no, there's like a save
it's
if you don't
point.
Die.
Ah, if you
die,
it erases your game.
It erases your whole
thing. Oh, that's nasty.
That's why it's hardcore.
I would make a backup of the game save somewhere else and go, ah, you deleted it, but I'll just put
so
it back.
So you're
going to
cheat at hardcore?
No, I just don't want to. I wouldn't play.
Or just don't play.
I'm not a
hardcore
player. In my old age, I'm starting to lean towards the casuality in games, not fucking.
Did you just watch the review on Good Game last week for DayZ?
No.
Oh, I was doing something else while it was on, so.
That game looks fucking hardcore.
Really?
So you spawn.
It's a zombie game, hey?
Yeah, so it's an Armor 2 mod. And Armor 2 is like.
Oh, yes, I did watch it. That's that.
Giant open world.
Wait.
You spawn, you've got one gun, a few bullets, and a can of food. You have no idea where you are on the map. You've got a compass. Fucking zombies everywhere. It's a live world with all other people in it. You got to try and find your mates. So you got no way of finding them except for, oh, okay, compass bearing, this, da-da-da. And you got to go around and scavenge shit and try and stay alive.
Is
and
this
if
a
you die...
free to play, or is it a...
You got to buy Armor 2, and Armor 2 is $25, I think, on Steam. So then it's just a free mod, obviously. And so when you die, you spawn somewhere else random on the map as a new character, and you got to find your old body and get your stuff back from your old body. But
provided someone else hasn't looted it.
But because it's so big as well, you have to find your mates again. So, like, in the fucking Good Game one, Hex, like, took 3 hours to find them, found them, and then died 10 minutes later. And it's brutal, man. And then any player can kill other players. So not only can you have to kill zombies, if there's another player and we've got heaps of gear, you can be like, either help each other or fucking shoot him in the back and fucking take all his gear.
As if you wouldn't be shot all the time, man.
Like, yeah, apparently it's brutal.
That is frustrating as hell.
Wow. That sounds annoying, though. But it sounds fun. Like, it sounds like it'd be good for a couple of days, a good kick for a bit, but I wouldn't be able to play it seriously.
Growing online, man, it's fucking
crazy. Depends on which side of the fence you're on. Like,
I get frustrated too quickly with that stupid stuff. Like, if I put in 3 hours just to find Luke or you, and then and then Luke accidentally uses a knife. Well, me, I'm the worst, because I'll probably let off a rocket or something stupid and kill everybody around me. So I'm the worst case all the time with that stuff, because I just play with shit and press buttons until something happens. Luke will attest with Rayman, every time he gets close to an edge and I've held the button down just that little bit too long, slaps him off the edge and he dies. And the amount of times you wanted to slap me in the face or next to me. Yeah. Cool. Oh, wow. Did you see that other mod, the original Half-Life mod that they showed?
Oh, when, really scary one?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's supposed to be really scary. Apparently it's really eerie and stuff. They totally recreated the game.
I watched the trailer for it, but I haven't...
The gameplay, like, it's dodgy gameplay, but apparently it's really engaging, like, good atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then they showed, like, they go... The game is scary, like, really scary, right? There was cool stuff like flashes of a light flicker behind you, but you're looking down a stairwell, and then when that light flickers, you see a person there, and then it's gone. Stuff like, you know,
freaky stuff like that.
And the way it looks in the game is pretty cool. And then they showed the first scare in the game, which you'd think would sort of try and leave a benchmark for the movie, and it's the most dodgy freaking scare ever.
There was a young man, his name was Tim. From Monday to Thursday, his life is pretty grim. But when he wonders how long the week will last, he realises it's Friday. It's time to podcast.
Well done, and welcome to Tim.
Your best entrance ever.
Yeah.
Put it that
absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely. That's the...
I made a good one. You just kicked my ass.
I've never been late ever, if I have to beat that.
Mate, that's terrible. I'm just going to just not turn up before that.
I'm going to say, I love the element of having people just pop in.
Yeah, it's cool. We just need to oil this door. So just
I went with the, here's Brad.
That was good.
That was awesome, Tim.
That's it, though.
See you. See you out. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much. How are you, mate? How are you going this week?
Great.
And what are you playing lately?
Avalor.
Still. By the way, last week you said that you got further than me. I was 22 hours in, I checked. So I did
Nice.
I did put a fair bit into it.
Yeah,
I
realised.
Nice time.
It was half of that snoozing.
it wasn't just sitting standing around looking at, well, my actual real life character was asleep, no.
Okay. His character actually had a really good rest bonus.
So yeah. Superhuman. So I realised I did put more than I thought into it. So I must have played it a fair bit more than I did. It's just when I played it at night I fell asleep.
Fair call.
So yeah, but yeah, are you loving it? Obviously.
Yeah, I just kind of wander around these green fields.
It's so colourful, hey?
Yeah, it is. You just want to kind of look around. And then things attack me and I slice them to death, which is good. And I quite enjoy the levelling up mechanics. You know, I love that stuff anyway.
Mm.
And then the ability to go to a Fate Weaver and undo it and do it again.
That's one thing I really like about that.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. See, like, I would definitely, if that had something like that in Skyrim, I would probably, like...
I do it all the time.
Oh,
man.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's like, I want to be a Conjuration Mage now. I want to be a warrior now.
Yeah.
I want to be a thief now.
If I wanted to, I'd go full out archery and then go full out...
Yeah,
mage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once you put in the hours and you've got enough perks, you should be able to do that, I reckon.
Yeah.
Just take it all down.
It may be a money cost, obviously, or some kind of cost to you.
At this, but not really. Yeah, exactly. I'm like a big dick short of 200,000 gold.
Danger and money becomes no option.
Mm.
Well, I'm rich, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like 500 gold away from having 200,000. So it's nice.
Oh, nice.
And I'll be like spending like anything.
Yeah,
so it's good.
Yeah.
Sorry if I repeat anything, but wow, we've got Skyrim back, Luke.
Yes, yeah. I know. We haven't even spoken about that.
No, we haven't yet.
Oh, sweet.
No, we haven't.
So I jumped because I noticed I went onto my downloads the other day and I noticed there was a 250 meg Skyrim download, and I was like, oh, must have been a new patch. I wonder. Fucking just was working.
Awesome.
Didn't even do anything. I was like, thank you, Bethesda gods.
Which means that PC officially has 1.6, which means we should be on the lookout the next couple of weeks for the console versions, I suggest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mounted combat.
Mounted.
I'm going to check that out tonight.
Yeah. Another Amalur and New Vegas to play.
Oh, nice. What? So, what level are you in Amalur now?
Problems.
Hmm? What level are you in Amalur?
17?
Wow. Yeah, I think I was.
No, higher. Because the level cap's 40, and I remember thinking I got to halfway already.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So you went past 20?
21, I think.
Oh, nice.
I think I got to like level 10.
What do you think of the story?
Oh, it's fucking boring and bad shit, isn't
it? Yeah, I'd say. Oh, good.
I've heard that from a few people.
Because that's.
Yeah, so what? I've got no fate. Who gives a fuck?
I'll make my own.
It's all about the exploration and combat, that game. The combat mainly.
It is a good world, but I like it's a good looking world. Like,
Todd McFarlane, that kind of wrong.
I haven't gone too far into the story because I'm not interested in it, so it might take a turn. But the main bad guy doesn't look particularly interesting.
Skip the cutscenes.
How funny is the first cutscene with the little doctor that goes through the when he leaves you to yourself and he's got to run away from you and he goes and he pulls out this huge knife.
Yeah, starts stabbing people,
doesn't he? Funny. Watch the first 5 minutes of that game. It is awesome.
I played that bit, yeah. And he just runs off and takes them all on.
Yeah,
he
takes
like, I got this! He just runs off and
I was really surprised at that. So thanks, dude. I'm out of here.
I'll go the back way.
No, the combat is satisfying in that game. But
yeah. Cool. And I like it. It's very satisfying when you go into fate mode or
the blue and black thing,
and you kill a bunch of people and they're all and their fate's unraveling, and then you do the proper finishing move and they all unravel and you suck up all the XP. I think about how much XP have you got in one kind of moment?
I can't remember.
I think I've got over 3000 XP in one battle the other day, and it wasn't a boss.
Wow.
So the mirror went
makes Tim feel good.
Good times.
That's good.
Yeah, that's me, Amalur.
Yeah, cool.
I really, really want to do Journey again.
Oh, really?
I just keep thinking about it.
I still haven't bought it.
Did you buy it?
No, yeah. I haven't got around to it.
I'll think about buying it if you get it, because we can play it together. Muck around.
Do you want to know, eh?
So, can't you just, you can't join?
You don't know.
That's right.
Which would be great, but.
Be hilarious. What are you playing right now? I'm playing Journey. Where are you? I'm at this pole. Hey, I'm there too. Yeah!
No,
where'd you go?
Did you hear about that? I can't remember what it's called. But it's a multiplayer online zombie apocalypse game.
Yeah, we were just talking about it, DayZ. Yeah. That's mental, eh?
And the bit where the chick was crawled for 3 nights running to get to a church.
That was her accident. She crawled for, it wasn't 3 hours, it was 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah.
She crawled?
Yeah, because zombies can't see you if you crawl. So she just crawled the whole way to avoid the zombies, got there and then died 10 minutes later.
Yeah, it's the wrong church as well, isn't it?
Mates
were somewhere else.
Turns out there's two in the same church.
I'll have to rewatch the episode.
Come to the church, all right, but I'm not fucking dying, all right, just cool, I'll be there 3 days, cool, we'll hang out. Wrong fucking church.
And then, like, they were all in the church, and then someone else come who wasn't them, and they're like, oh, no, fucking kill him, don't let him in the church, but he could kill them.
Wow. It sounds stressful, that game.
I would enjoy that bit.
I was just telling them about this dude on Diablo who got to level 60, and then there's hardcore mode, and if you die once, you lose your entire character.
Oh.
And all your items.
Oh.
And he was filmed himself, so I was playing on the last level, and he's just like, oh, his mate's like, it's all good, man. So, silence. Doesn't say anything. He's like, oh shit.
It's like worse than screaming in the shower.
Send me the link. We will put it on the podcast.
Yeah, the podcast. I'll chuck it up. That sounds good.
So, Yeah, we only just barely got through what we've been playing this week. So okay. We just had a bit of Skyrim talk because Brad was saying he's kind of getting bored with it.
Mm. I'm actually going to be happy to go back.
Yes, I've got
You've had a break.
I'll check your achievement list.
You've got four games that are stacked up.
I'm about 18.
You know, I like it when Skyrim was my default game when I had nothing.
Mm.
Like, I'm just kind of want something new.
Yeah, no, that's...
What I want is Halo 4. I want it now.
I set a goal with Skyrim to finish on the platinum, which I achieved. So I was pretty comfortable with that. Get closure.
Yeah.
And now there's a bunch of new exciting stuff coming. I'm getting more excited about it again. I'm pretty pleased with the way it's done because it's almost like I'm not as excited as I was leading up to it being released in the first place. But with 1.6 and Dawnguard coming, it's a bit like, cool,
new game. And that's like me as well. My main focus is to get back in and get that 100% before the expansion comes out.
You're only two achievements away.
Am I?
According to your... Because you gave me the Skyrim book the other day, and I had your achievements list.
Oh, yeah, I print out my achievements.
It's really cute.
It's pretty cute.
Do you know why I'm shaking my head?
Why?
What the fuck is an achievement, Xbox boy?
No. He's PC player. They call achievements.
On Steam, they call achievements, yeah.
Sorry.
And that's the thing about Steam.
I'm all about
the
platinum. Don't worry, mate.
Okay. Like, I say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a platinum on Skyrim, but really, for me, it's just 100%. There's no platinum on Steam.
Yeah, you don't get it.
That's sad.
You're fucking awesome. Yeah, I'm still aiming the platinum as well. So I've just slowed down because I've got the Xbox and stuff and mucking around with that.
Fuck, there's a sweat pit in this fucking...
Yeah, it's pretty warm. I'm wearing a jumper, too.
Yeah, me too.
Trying to avoid taking it off, but I don't...
What else has been happening this week?
Not much, eh? It's like, we're coming off the back of E3, it's really hard to talk about anything really exciting because all the shit's happened already.
Last of Us confirmed 2013, yeah, it's alright.
Confirmed, hey? That's good. Did they say what quarter?
No. Fuck, I hope it's not the end.
It'll be the end.
Massive releases for next year.
Oh, I know.
PlayStation, Xbox are going to go out with a bag.
This is going to be the last year, isn't it? Yeah. It
seems like it's going to be. But they're talking about the consoles like it's not going to be the last years, you know? They're talking about expanding them, making them... You know what they're going to do? They're going to take the focus off games, but because all these people have all these multimedia machines, they're going to turn them into those exact things, multimedia units in your house. Mm. Like, Xbox's whole focus on their press conference was entertainment, not games. Like, they showed four games out of the entire 90-minute presentation, and it was all about smart glass and all about how you can use the Xbox to watch your TV shows and your movies and all that sort of stuff. Mm. So, when the thing becomes obsolete gaming-wise because you've got the next, latest, greatest console... You can put your Xbox up in your bedroom or whatever and have your little media hub there or whatever it is.
And that's...
You don't have to retire it.
That's what everyone wants. That's what everyone's wanted from day dot. You want to have one unit to do everything.
Yeah, but we won't, though, will we?
We'll have six or seven units.
Because we'll be getting the next gen of consoles and then keeping this thing for other stuff, which I don't see the logic in that, because the next one will be able to do those same things.
Look, it'll be retro one day, and you'll pick it up again, and you'll be like, oh, fuck, I remember this game. And
no, I think...
I still play Mega Drive games.
They're looking to extend this generation further, and it's been a long generation anyway, isn't it?
Well,
it's the longest generation.
It used to be 5 years, and now Sony say 10 years.
It's the longest gaming generation, console-wise, that we've ever had. So normally within 3 to 5 years, there's new tech, new consoles coming out, new concepts and stuff, but this has taken ages.
A little bit of a segue from tech into... Has anyone watched Unreal 4?
Oh, yes.
No. Oh, yeah.
How good are the flaming lights?
I forgot to send it to you guys. I fucking sent it to you.
I saw something on it a while ago. It wasn't a game, was it?
It's just a demo
that they released.
This guy jumped down into a street and the rain effects.
That's Unreal 3.
They've upgraded that engine.
Yeah,
exactly.
Far out.
Exactly. And it looks...
It's amazing. It's basically what they do is they pumped the best case hardware scenario using their engine and just show off what they can do with the engine, how it looks,
and if you're
looking at things like if you're interested in things like particle effects and all that sort of all the lighting and all that, this thing is amazing.
Mm.
And the fact that it can be scaled down to any format, that all the Unreal engines can be used on anything from your latest and greatest computer to your iPhone or to your little phone,
iPad or whatever.
That's what's the most amazing part. They're totally scalable in that aspect. So,
and it looks
have you seen Infinity Blade on the That's Unreal 3. And that's on a phone.
On iOS, right?
Yeah. On iOS, yeah.
But like the smoke and there's fucking lava and...
And he's got this like... It's like this centaur looking guy.
He's like a demon sort of dude, and there's like lava flowing into his eyes and into his...
Awesome. And the lava, like Luke was saying, like, how awesome is the lava? And it was just... wicked. The lava looks so lava-like.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lava looks like lava.
And yeah, just lava looks like lava. Now, when they made the 360, they went to Tim Sweeney, who's the CEO of Epic Games, who made the Unreal Engine and made Gears of War and Unreal Tournament and all those games. And Xbox went to him for advice when they were making the 360 and said, we've got this, 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 and this with this RAM. What do you reckon?
And he's like, no, double the RAM.
Double the RAM, and then it'll be sweet. And that's because they did that. They could make Gears of War and all those games for the Xbox 360.
And you know what? It cost them to the tune of
$1 billion.
$1 billion in extra development when he said, you need to double the RAM in your Xbox if you want to play our games and stuff. And they're like, they just went, okay, do it.
Yeah.
And they blew out their budget by over $1 billion to accommodate that, and look how far it's gotten them.
Yeah, I guess so. Some decisions are, their return on investment's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. And like the tech that, the tech that they've got at the moment is just, it's going to be mental.
Oh.
It's going to be fun.
And then I think like, hopefully the console makers are in talks with Nvidia and ATI and whoever they're deciding to go with graphics wise. And hopefully they're going to be like, look, we can get you fucking crazy graphics with this amount of space use, this amount of heat dissipated, and all that sort of stuff.
So, and that was the other good thing about Unreal 4, hey, is that it's going to make games easy to make.
Is it?
Yeah, it's got the engine comes with its own creation kit, so to speak.
Someone give these guys a Nobel Prize.
Well,
no one thinks of fighting when they've got games to play.
I suppose that solves my ethical issue we debate last week.
Like, imagine if it could be done in a 6 months or a year, a game, you know what I mean? So you might get an installment every 6 months instead of every...
Yeah, do you know what happens with that? It allows the creativity to run riot.
That's right. You're spot on. His actual words in the article were like, I want the designers and the artists to take over as opposed to the programmers worrying about code. I want the artists and graphics designers to push forward and be the main focus of the game. And they can go, no, I want the sword to look this way. And it's easy for them to manipulate and go, this is how it works. You work on the behavior. This is how it's,
Absolutely.
So that's the direction that they're trying to take it in, which is freaking going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on every system. It's not like exclusive to any particular system. So it's going to be great.
Good news.
Do we have any?
Considering like last week when we all watched that freaking Last of Us trailer, I was like, how can anything be better than this?
Oh, no, man. I know. And then Watch Dogs on top of that was fucking unbelievable
that
looking.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, it does the quality that does, doesn't it? It's a really good concept. I don't enjoy that.
Yeah. I was saying to him, my favourite bit was just how when you walk out of the club and you're trying to look all non-sus and he just slides his hand into his pocket and just looks down and just starts walking away.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's brilliant. Do we have any reader mail this week?
Yes, actually we have some comments.
Thanks for bringing it.
From reader Ash. He wants to know our take on the Lego games. Is anyone
so
familiar?
Like,
you know,
I've never played one extensively.
I played Lego Star Wars. My favourite is just kicking Jar Jar Binks till he shatters into bits.
Nice.
Lego Batman?
Yeah,
I've played it.
Have you? Yeah, someone gave it to me for a birthday present.
Nice.
And then me and a mate, it was on my 30th. We all got drunk for 3 days, and there's one person left when we played it like through the night, and it was fun.
Yeah.
They're simple, but they're fun.
But it's exactly what you expect. Actually, they're probably a little bit better than you expect.
Mm-hmm.
There's two-player co-op, which is always fun. And
Batman and Robin.
You know what you're doing. There's some kind of moderate puzzles, platforming-style puzzles to solve. And
it was a double-edged sword that he's asked the question because
his old mate rollerblading again.
Golf cart. We've
seen a guy rollerblade past, and now another guy's gone past on some sort of motorized skateboard.
Golf buggy skateboard.
Double-edged sword because the Star Wars Lego, about to release
Lord of the Rings.
And they've got the original actors to voice it. So rather than the normal grunts and stuff.
The Lego games, Brad, when he told me that they were voice, I was like, hang on, don't all the Lego games just have like noises, not actual speech?
I must have, they have the little Gandalf and he gives it the
Lego Balrog looks fucking hilarious.
Oh really?
Yeah, his foot is
that's a Lego game I would actually probably go and buy because I love Lord of the Rings, so I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah, when he gives it the you shall not pass, they have a cave troll.
Yeah.
Is there, well, so you've already got footage of this?
Yeah, yeah,
footage, of this.
Yeah, we'll get it up. So we'll get it loaded on the.
Yeah,
I played the Indiana Jones one, but that was it. That was an Indiana
Look,
Jones.
I've played the first two or three levels of most of the games, but I never actually was motivated enough to play the entirety of the game. Always.
Yeah, I've got to admit we didn't finish it. Yeah.
I just like them. They're simple. They're fun. They're easy to follow.
I don't think I would buy another one now, because if the gameplay is essentially the same, I think I've probably. Tick that box.
Yeah, fair enough.
Lord of the Rings might tempt me, but not to buy it.
I remember playing the Lord of the Rings games on PS2 and really enjoying them.
Yes,
like that,
I had.
They were really fun.
Which one?
On
they were just like, they weren't RPGs, they were just action games. Like, fully linear.
The Return of the King time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember playing that. That was good.
That was good, man. Is the Return of the King one with the ghosts in the cave? The old. The...
Yes.
Yeah,
I like that. That was a great one. That was a good game.
And I played Battle for Middle Earth, the RTS one they had. That was pretty good on PC.
Yeah, I never played that. But yeah, so okay, well, yeah, Sash, we have played Lego games. We do like them, enjoy them.
One more thing on Lord of the Rings games. I was disappointed about War on the North, which came out 6 months ago or something.
Yeah, yeah, that was the way you played the three different.
But Basho and Hex liked it. But they reckon it was fun to play. They just said, like, you know, you got to forget about a couple of elements, like some of the glitchiness and that. But they reckon didn't they? They said the gameplay was really satisfying.
Right,
hell violent and stuff. So they said it was pretty.
Yeah, I didn't like the look of it. On the video review, I was like,
And, okay. Like, if I'm playing a Lord of the Rings game, let me play as Legolas, or fuck off.
Yeah, okay. You don't
like,
want to just
be
some
I want to be, like,
some
I want to be Aragorn,
ranger.
I want to be Legolas, I want to be Gimli, I want to be one of the main characters.
You don't
want to
be a
fucking,
generic...
Yeah, random
ranger,
or some shit like that. That's bullshit.
Yeah, good point.
Part of the Fellowship or nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Fellowship or bust.
You don't want to be, like, a fucking supporting act, do you? Like, War in the North, so all the important shit's happening over there. We're not going to make a game about that. We're going to make a game about this pissy little battle a couple of miles further fucking north.
Yeah. Because this is where shit was really going down, even though everyone else is over there.
Yeah.
Like, the fate of human... Yeah. The human race... And elf rakes in balance over here, but we'll just talk about this little skirmish.
That's what it was, a fucking skirmish. There is an inherent flaw to that.
They probably should have just used that engine for the Game of Thrones game. And
just
made it the War in the North and that.
I would have run to the south of the map. You know, just try to get down.
I'm coming, Legolas!
I'm coming to Minas Tirith!
The game's going, no, you cannot go this way. I fucking can!
What no
calls for aid.
Oh, it said Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah, no one's played that Game of Thrones game yet, have they?
No, because that shit.
I've heard it.
I don't know. I've even looked at the footage, to be honest. So
yeah, that's shit.
I'm too busy watching the show. I like the show more.
Yeah, no spoilers. I'm only halfway through season 2.
I'm not even halfway.
Yeah. My brother's reading the books at the moment too. He said he's in, I think, 3 or 4.
What is it called? War.
A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
Book 3, which is separated into 2 parts, and that's the first time I've hit a wall with it.
Yeah,
because it gets really, really dense.
Yeah, my brother
said it's still just as good, but it's a bit of a slog at the moment.
And if you watch
that's how I felt with all of Tolkien's books. Say, like all the Lord of the Rings books, they're totally dense, just wading through shit to get to the
the first time
stuff.
I read Lord of the Rings, I got up to the Council of Elrond about 5 times. So I was like, right, I know this is good, and I'm going to love it. I got up to the Council of Elrond, so I fucking stopped talking, gave up like 5 times, and the 6th time I was like, actually.
Push
past
through.
That and then demolish the rest in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny about that, because once you push past that first book and you understand how he writes, because he takes like a whole page to describe a blade of grass, and you just got to get past that, and then you can read the rest of it, and all of a sudden you're like, yeah.
I think first time I only got to Tom Bombadil, and I was like, fuck, stop singing.
Yeah.
You've got shit to do.
Actually, I sit here and sing songs.
I forgot all about that. There's heaps of songs in the book. Hey, forgot all about that shit. Cut that crap out. You should say, sings a song in Elvish and then move on.
The Podfather's just taken a red pen to possibly, arguably one of the greatest writers.
Tolkien the abridged edition.
That's it, James abridged. So, is there any other... we've had a fair bit of activity on the Facebook group.
Stormcloak's winning the poll.
My thoughts on that.
We do.
Come on, get on and vote, man. Because it's not... come on.
Look,
be part of it.
Look, I could.
I'm going to be the bigger man.
I could, but I'm an imperialist jerk.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand the issues.
It's almost bloody.
I love that Tim's
spat snot out of my nose
issue.
For that.
And I think if they actually let me stand up in front of people and talk.
Oh, you'd be like that dude in the middle of Whiterun.
You're that
Taros!
I've got more oratory skills than that motherfucker, I tell you. I'll put myself up against Hitler in terms of my ability to manipulate a crowd.
Wow.
Did I just make that analogy?
You just said that. That is awesome.
So episode is called Tim Compares Himself to Hitler.
He belittles him.
I don't care where this is going. You can't top
me. I don't share his ideology. I respect him as a communicator.
As a public speaker. Stop it. I'm going to die.
Brad's almost
dead. It's been Adam.
Brad's eyes are rolling back.
Oh, hey, I just realised the inherent contradiction of what I'm saying. I don't like the Stormcloaks because they're racist. but I'm aligning myself with our Hitler who's trying to cleanse the world. Fucked up there, eh?
Can you stop talking?
You're saying that if you had the opportunity to speak to people and have a debate about Stormcloaks versus Imperials...
I'm happy to have the debate. But then I'm also happy at the end of it to say, you're absolutely wrong. I'm wrong.
Not so much a debate as a one-sided conversation.
No, the debate can happen. But the conclusion has already been made.
Yeah, plenty
Tim
of conversation,
Fisher,
just no
feel
exhaustion.
Feel free to have your opinion, and by all means, but please know that you're wrong.
Fuck, that's
brilliant.
So
anyway, keep the comments coming up on the Facebook group and send us emails and all that sort of stuff because we love to hear from our listeners. I'm still talking.
I'm still stuck.
No, that's hilarious.
I'm still stuck on Hitler. All right. I'm sorry.
But, okay, so I've got donated a prize that we're going to we can try and give away.
We haven't given away our first prize yet.
No one's getting involved, so there's no one to give it away to. We're just going to have to throw it at somebody.
We have a backlog of prizes.
Guys, if you don't send us mail, we're going to use the fishing rod to beat a kitten to death.
Once again, I'll say it for the second time on this podcast, Gamers Make the World Go Round in no way condones Brad's opinions.
Or Nazism.
So it is for a PS2 and Xbox, a little bit more like old school than the Nintendo Wii accessory. It's a full driving kit, so steering wheel, pedals, shifter.
That's
donated. You can probably get a converter to plug it into the new Xboxes or whatever it is, and the new PlayStation. So it's probably worth about $200 back when it was released or whatever, maybe more. So.
Actually, same rules, most entertaining contributions.
Yeah, maybe any contribution at this stage would be fucking welcome.
And for the person who gets it and is still playing PS2, how's 2001 going?
Yeah. What's that, sorry?
So for the person who gets it and still plays PS2, how's 2001?
Yeah. How's it back where you are? Oh, wow. So, 2001 called, they want their PS2. Yeah. basically, this has been a podcast of Gamers Make the World Go Round, episode number 18. So,
18!
We are legal in Australia. thank you for listening. Please send us comments, feedback, and everything. Check out the podcast on iTunes, and see us out.
Bye.